In this message, Barbara, we're going to be talking about tithing and offerings and giving to the Lord. So I think we better pray right here at the very beginning of this teaching. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we just pray and ask right now that your anointing, your blessing would be on this teaching, that we could take this subject that is so misunderstood and do a good job of laying out the truth here out of Scripture. We thank you, Father, for helping us rightly divide the word of truth. In the powerful name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, I'll tell you, Barbara, I've been tithing and giving since I was a little guy, but I was just thinking as we walked into the studio today that I was taught as a child to give. I've always tithed, I've always given, but it was not in faith, it was in duty, and it was in performance. And that's really a sad thing that my parents didn't have the revelation that they needed to give in faith and trust God in faith to bless them in return.
But the very fact is, Darren, that even though we do things mechanically sometimes, what we see as a result of that is that our heart actually does change. And what we all have to remember here is that how are we giving? And we have to look at the very beginning that God so loved that he gave. Our God is the first one that gave. He chose us and he gave out of his very own heart everything that we have. He created this world out of a heart of love, Darren, and he sent his son Jesus out of a heart of love and giving. So we know that first of all and foremost of all, God is the great giver of all. He's the giver of all the gifts. He's the giver of life. Nothing can be done without the giver, and that's God.
And why did God create man in the first place?
God created man because he was lonely and he wanted companionship. He wanted communion with someone.
He wanted a relationship, didn't
mm-hmm.
he?
That's right.
Well, I praise God for this teaching on tithing. And we've had a lot of people thank us where we push them to tithe. But I'd like to say right here at the beginning of this teaching, and I hope that if we can get this into your hearts, then we've been successful as teachers of the word. But tithing and giving, that's really a heart issue, not a checkbook or a pocketbook issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heart issue, and many times it has to be done just by an act of the will, and the understanding and the revelation many times will follow that.
And if
you ask God for revelation of tithing, in fact, I'm going to pray right now that we have that revelation. But Father God, I pray and ask that while we teach this lesson on tithing and giving of offerings and alms, that we receive a revelation from you so we don't do this as a duty, but by an act of faith, operating in relationship with you. Thank you, Jesus, for a marvelous revelation of tithing, giving of offering and alms. Amen.
Amen. Haven't you been in churches, Darren, where when they take the offering, there's clapping and there's rejoicing? Because I believe the attitude of the heart should be rejoicing and should be out of the sheer joy of having life and being a child of God. In fact, even the world, there are philanthropists and there are men and women in the world that don't even call themselves Christians that give to charities and give heavily because they believe in this reaping and sowing the seed and reaping, and they also practice this. I remember seeing a TV biographical study on John Rockefeller II, and his children were talking about the idea that he usually gave out the allowances on Saturday night because he was testing them to see if they would give in the offering Sunday morning in their church. And the girls were trying to figure out how they could give each other money as, you know, as a needful thing instead of giving into the offering, the tithe, because they were trying to figure out how can we keep this money. But they learned through the early years of their childhood that their father, he demanded it. But in demanding it, they learned how to give. And even as people that did not call themselves believers in Jesus Christ, foremost of all, they gave, and their giving produced millions and millions of dollars for them in the process.
One man that I knew that he didn't own the restaurant, but he operated it, and he had been taught tithing by someone in Chicago before he moved to Colorado. And he even grew a very large vegetable garden and raised some animals, and his concept was tithing, and it was always giving. And he was giving to people that were in need, and this man was always blessed. And he didn't know Jesus from a rock. But he'd been taught tithing by somebody, and he tithed mechanically, and God blessed him proportionally.
Well, I believe that scripture in Acts 20:35, it is more blessed to give than to receive, is really true. And I believe the scripture in Luke that says, give, and it shall be given back unto you. We have a society, Darren, of selfish people, and I include Christians in this as well. And it's sad to see Christians, when they're praying for something, it's a gimme, gimme kind of attitude. It's a one-sided thing. They're always asking God for something, but never, well, I'm not going to say never, because we do have a wonderful group of givers, and we know that the church is a giving church. But there are people that are not getting their prayers answered, and they're wondering why, and they're living in poverty. And it's because they do have a tight-fisted attitude about money.
Well, you know, it is a real challenge, and the flesh screams bloody murder, I'll tell you. When you have needs, and you're sitting there, and you take maybe your yellow pad or your piece of paper, and you add up all the bills, and you say, man, I can't afford to give. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, the fact is you can't afford not to give, because God is the one that's made the first move. He's made a promise, and it's like a checker game. He's made his move. He made a promise. If man will respond by faith and give, then move number three is God's. And he says, if you give, he's made the promise. He says, if you give, I will bless. And then guess what? That blessing comes to you. Mm-hmm. And God says, there's one place in Scripture that says, you can test me. Now in this saith the Lord, and that's in Malachi. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. And we're going to talk about that more a little bit later on. But I'll tell you, folks, once we get the revelation on this, I want to say we're home free in terms of the challenges of finances.
Well, I believe, Darren, in the giving, and we're going to talk about two men that gave, who were called, one was called a friend of God, and the other one was the father of Israel. And these were men who gave to God according to a vow. And when we do make a vow, and I know some of you said, God, if you get me out of this situation, I will give to you, or I will do this to you, and you've forgotten. You have broken that vow. Well, I believe as you confess your sin to that vow and you say, Father God, I am going to try by your grace and ask for God's grace. It's a free gift and it's an empowerment to you so that you can do what you have promised God you're going to do. As you give with an attitude of thanksgiving and an attitude of praise, and look at that word, Darren, thanksgiving. It's a giving of thanks. And as we give back to God what he's given to us, we need to do it with thanksgiving. I know that the children of Israel didn't make it to the promised land. Why? Because of their grumbling and complaining. They grumbled and complained. Their attitude was negative rather than positive.
Well, God was checking their heart attitude.
That's right.
And they said some things that brought curses down on their heads. In fact, God says, okay, I'll take care of the kids, I'll take care of the little ones, but the rest of you are going to die in the wilderness because of your big mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really basically what he said to them.
That's
and they
right.
did die in the wilderness, and it was a horrific time in the history of Israel. Horrible time.
That's right. We've had people on our mailing list, Darren, that have connected with us and corresponded with us, and they have said, please pray that I have a generous spirit because I don't. I don't have a generous spirit, or I don't have a spirit of giving. I am a little selfish when it comes to money, and especially when I make the money and I spend hours making the money and it's hard work, I want to keep the money. And that is the attitude of a lot of people, but it is selfish because we should be willing to give. Because as I said before, give and it shall be given unto you. In Deuteronomy 28:47, Darren, it says, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and a glad or thankful heart for the abundance of all things, therefore you will serve your enemies and be in lack of all things. Now, this is what some of the people that write us letters, that email us, that call us, they are lacking in things, and they are serving their enemies, cocaine and drugs and all kinds of vile habits, because they have not come to God with a thankful and glad heart.
You know, they've given in to a lot of bullies in their life. And those bullies keep them in fear and keep them in the flesh. And Barbara just alluded to Deuteronomy 28. And I want to tell you, folks, if you want to take that one chapter in the Old Testament, read the first 14 verses, talks about the blessings. Mm-hmm. And then the remainder of this long chapter talks about the curses of when we don't do it God's way. And that scripture just quoted out of the verse 47, or you paraphrased it, that talks about the attitude of the heart, because you did not worship me in thankfulness and joy,
yes,
for the goodness of all things.